The Tesis of Yerudamad Aleph, Tesis, the four Tesis on the page, Safek Bia Tahoy. Safek Bia Tahoy. Remember the Gemara said that Rabbi said, although generally we hold Safek Tumah Bishithar Yachid, you go to Chumrah, but if it's Safek Bia, then you go to Kula. So we want to know what the word Safek Bia means. Safek Bia. Remember when we said in Shir, I stressed the importance of these words, Safek Bia. What does Safek Bia Tahor mean? What does it mean? Here is Reen. We're in the fourth Tater on Yud Amad Aleph. Perish Reen. If it's Svek, Sveka, please. The Machleika Shevelaza and Rabbana is in Svek, Sveka. The Chim Pesh Rabbeinu Tam Masechet Avodah Zarah, and Rabbeinu Tam explained that Avodah Zarah, and he's going to explain it soon what it means. So what do you mean by Svek, Sveka? But he points out, Avirashi Perish Shom, that means where Shom, in Avodah Zarah, Be'inyan Acher. Beit Ayin Aleph is Be'inyan Acher. Be'inyan
Acher. It's not the...
No, Be'inyan Acher. Yeah, Be'inyan Acher. In another way. Meaning Rashi there says, and this is perhaps how some of you originally understood, Safek Biyam means we only hold that Safek Tumah, in Shifter Rabin, you go, in Shifter Yochid, you go to Chumrah, is if you were there. If you weren't, if you're not sure if you even went in there, then stand your makeup. Not because of sex taking. This whole idea of Safek Tumah and Shitha Yachid, you go to Chumrah, is like a sofa. A sofa was enclosed. You don't know what happens, and we go to Chumrah. But if you don't know if the Chalal, you went into that room, then maybe there's no recurrence to say Safek Tumah and Chumrah. And that's how Rashi there in Avodah Zarah explained. And Safek Tumah, Safek Biyah means the whole Chumrah of the whole Chumrah, Safek Tumah, is just a Yachid. To go to Chumrah is only if you were there. If you weren't there, even if there's no sex sake, if it's a Safek, if you went in or not, you can be made.
But doesn't that create a Safek?
No, not necessarily.
No, because first you have, well, I don't know if I would want to do the
room.
And I don't
know if I would know for sure. If I would have gone in that room, I would have been Tommy. For instance, the dead person, the corpse, is buried by the doorway. So the only way, as soon as you walk in, there'll be Tommy. Or, even if it's not very annoying, there's a corpse in the room. But you're going to be in the time of the
oil. Oh, right.
So if you go in that room, you're going to be Tommy. But you're suffered if you went in that room, by the
way. Okay.
Right? Suffered if you went in that room. If you're suffered beer, like Rashi and Abed Zara, that means suffered when the Bechal went into a Shusha Yachid, then you would go to Kula. So then you would be tired. If you say the reason why you're tired is because of a Sveikha, you don't have a Sveikha. At one topic, did I go in that room?
Right.
That's the shining. What does Rebbe Lazar mean? Safek Bia Tahor. Does he mean because it's a Sveikha, and only in a Sveikha, that's when you're tired? And that would be, for instance, by the field. If you went in the field, and even if you went in the field, Safek, if you... Went over the knee. That's a sex taker. Or is a much more broader, broad sweeping heta. A stomach, if you entered the room, that itself is a reason for leaving. Even without the other additional reason factor of another stomach. Yeah, you hear me, Yaakov? That's the shail of the thesis. He says, Reen explains it as Svek Sveika. Remember, Rashi also did. Rashi in Al Sugya also explains it as Svek Sveika. You look at the second wide line of Rashi, the second medium-sized line. Second medium-sized line, Abelhasta, Abelay Svek Sveika. Rashi says, the reason why it's not because you've got Svek Sveika. So now the Tzitzis are now going to explain what's the vault of sexing. What's the Nekuz Machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rebbe Lezer? And here are the reasons. The time of the Rebbe Lezer, they also in the fourth Tzitzis. Then you have to read, the time that Rebbe Lezer is, the Messiah, the Sotzek, Zeker, that's without Sotzek. So you can be sure, the Loiga Mina Mistaita, the Tame Breshut HaYochid, the only thing we learn from Sotzek, to be Metame in Breshut HaYochid, Ela Tzveka Achas, Kesaita. There's only one topic, just like every Sotzek, there's only one topic. As Rebbe Lezer, according to Tosfos, according to Bereish, they meant every time you have a topic, you should be Tohu. And every time you have a Cheskus Tohu, he was Chazak of Tohu before him, and then he came to, and then a topic topic, only one topic cannot be Mevatel a Chazak. But the Torah says by Seita, that even though she has a Cheskus Kasha, if she goes in a room and she closes the door, she's there together with another man, she has a cheskes kasha, so we take on she's a sefer. She's also told about her husband. We take on she's a sefer. Why? Safek you go to chumma. Chiddush. A chiddush you learn from sefer. Safek chumma, and it's just a yachid, you go to chumma. Says Rebbe Lezer, say no. Why is that chumma said on? That chumma said on one safek. If there's two sefers, we don't say that. We don't have a mekoy to say even my sixth sefer will go to chumma. There's no such mekoy for that. Never says it with others, six seeker, you can go to Kula. Have a chase seeker, like two seekers, you can go to Kula. You don't have to be nothing. So what do Rabbanon say? How do Rabbanon counteract that argument? What's had their counter argument? Right? He's saying, you're right, the whole Makori is a Chiddush. And Dailon a Chiddush, we can only learn as far as the Chiddush is. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that Sopvik, and it's just the offer to go to Chumra, but sake or not. So what do Rabbanon count in that? Rabbanon Savi, Kimen Demida, Min Hadin, Afil of Sveika Achas, Poyeratayah, the Rabbanon said that it seems, ultimately, according to the basic law, what should be, given one topic, she should have been told. Because she's got Cheskes Tayah, the Oikna Cheskes Tayah. We establish her based on her Chazaka. So really, she should be told. And nevertheless, the Torah said that she's Tomei. The Torah says, the Slater comes into a room, we're going to take on she's Tomei, even if she's got Chesed. And that means before the Chiddush. According to the basic law before the Chiddush, right? Even the Menadim, yeah, here we are, but that's what I mean. Menadim means without the Chiddush of this Torah, it would have been that even one Tomei she should have been Tomei. Right? Why? Because she's got a chazaka. Papilah, he's Tomei, and nevertheless the Torah came along with a chiddush to say that a Sait is Tomei. I mean, who are the only person who's got a sopik to me is Tomei? Who are they not feeling a trace to Vika? So then, if so, all the Torah is really telling you is don't rely on a chazaka. That's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying you can't rely on a chazaka. Really, you should have had a chazaka. A chazaka would be Tomei. What's the Torah saying? You can't rely on a chazaka. The minute you can't rely on Chazaka, then even sex taking is going to be a problem. Because what's the Torah telling me? The Torah is saying, in a Shusha Yochid, we have to be concerned about taking. He's got Chazaka, there's reason to be maker. But the Torah is saying, we have to be concerned about taking. So once you tell me you have to be concerned about taking, what is the Svara to be Mechal between 1 and 2? What are the cases? Can you speak out?
It's more far-fetched something might have occurred. That's likely because of the whatever it is. Like,
well, that's what we're talking about. The Chacham is saying seg-seg, and the Chacham is saying sof-geghel. But perhaps what you mean to ask is, because I are, let's speak out your question in a slightly different way. What's Seis is saying? Seis is saying,
how does it jump?
Right. Okay.
It jumped. I mean, what if you didn't know if it was the guy that was warned? I mean, if there was another suffix, you wouldn't say she was Sota. You're using the paradigm as the Sota. But in the Sota case, you only have one suffix. If you had two suffixes with Sota, she'd be free. So how are you learned from Sota to be Mama more Machmir than Sota?
I think you're asking the other that we got to speak out now. If not, ask it again, okay? So Tate is saying that, so now we can tell them what is Tate saying. What's Pshat and the Chacham? What the Chacham is saying? So now, the Chacham is saying like this. The Halacha tells me, Halacha normally is, that one Sofek against Chazaka doesn't hold water. And yet we say here that one Sofek does. So, one Sofek is Mekalkala. So what does that mean? Why is it Mekalka? The mighty you have a Chazaka. So why is it Mekalka? So it could be one of two things. It could be because we say, it's be mechad, your chazaka is a chazaka, but we mechadish that any suffix is going to bother us. Because we've got chazakas. How can we be bothered about a suffix? That is, as much as there's any doubt, it's a problem. That's what, how you could say. Or you could say, we're ignoring your chazakas. It's too possible. Hakira has to explain this. And I'm explaining, you know what? Shat is, ignore your chazakas, as if you don't have a chazaka. Or, what do you got chazakas? You got cheskes tayer, what do you got chazakas? But, even then you got chazakas, as much as doubt is a problem. So now, I'm thinking like this. If you say, you know, what Yossi was really asking before, is we know with other things, not regarding tumma b'tayer, we know other things, there's something called sofik tumma, sofik d'raisa l'chumma, sofik d'raisa l'chumma, yet fake lukuna. We know that there's such a klala. There's something fake you go lukuna by the right. So Yossi's asking, okay, so you'll tell me here that we've got a right, you see one topic is a problem. Even though it shouldn't have been a problem. But one topic is a problem. Say that one topic is a problem. Why should that tell me that fake is a problem? So I hear Yossi's question strongly if you say that the chiddush of Saita is ignore her chazaka. Okay. Ignore a chazaka. If the chiddush of Seita is ignore a chazaka, and that's why you go to Chumma with one suffix, then I can hear what Yossi's asking. And I think that's what Moshe is also asking. If the chiddush is, it's as if you don't have a chazaka. So therefore you have to go with the normal rules of Tzveikas. The normal rules of Tzveikas, if you have a chazaka, stop it right to the Chumma. But Tzveikas would go to Kula. So why shouldn't we be Mekum? You have a Tzveikas, you should be Mekum. So if the chiddush of the Seita was to knock down the chazaka, and therefore you're left with a suffix, and the chayav by tzeka should be the kula. But if the chiddush in Seita was no, your chazaka is a chazaka. The chiddush in Seita was the chiddush in your tzeka. That suffix is the strength of tzeka, the strength of a suffix. The strength of a suffix is it can even overpower a chazaka. How can that be? You've got a chazaka. The third being mechadish, the special chiddush by Seita, that a doubt has tremendous weight. A doubt has tremendous weight, much stronger than normal. It's not that you don't have a chazaka, you've got a chazaka. But third being mechadish, that a doubt has got tremendous weight. So come and say, once you tell me that, then we're saying that tzveikas is not like the normal rules that a suffix has got. A weight, it doesn't have a weight against chazakas. You tell me that the chiddush of tzveikas is tzveikas has tremendous weight. If so, then who are then double tzveikas and triple tzveikas would be the same because it's given tremendous strength to the suffix. I mean, the normal rule that we know that suffix, one suffix, you go to kula, one suffix, you go to chumma, two tzveikas, you go to kula. That's because tzveikas don't have such strength. You know, a suffix can't beat the chazaka. So don't have such strength. So then the rule is, so one suffix, you go to Chumma, but two sakers already, you don't have so much strength, it's a suffix and a suffix, you definitely go to Kula. The one to say is Mechadishta, that a suffix by Saita is, wow, is fit, so then says the Rabbanan, there's no svar anymore, lechalik, between one suffix and two sakers. A suffix, as much as there's a doubt, even the slightest of doubt, that is got weight, that's got strength, and therefore, we can't be mekel even in a rishus ha yochid, even with a sex take. Dear Malachi, you're on mute.
Yeah, I'm still bothered because would we say that in the cases, besides the fact that in Sota, we wouldn't kill her based on the fact that she's a Sota. We say she's in doubt and you need a bearer, so you have to make Sota.
She's about to offer to her husband.
And so, what?
She's definitely forbidden to her husband.
Right, okay. That I get that. But but here we're giving a full din of tumah. But besides that, if there was a case of a suffix with a sota, a woman walks into a room alone with a man, but we don't know if it's this woman. She walks into a room with a man, but we don't know if it's the man that she was warned. Would we ever call, would we make her a sota? Or we say, no, she's only a suffix. The fact, so in other words, even with sota, it seems we only rely on one, it's one suffix, the fact that we don't know what happened. Two spakas, she'd be out. So how can you learn from sota and be stricter than the thing that you're learning from?
According to the Rabbanon, the Chayyim should come out that two sfeikas will also be a problem by sota. Would be a problem. Why? Because the Chiddush Torah by sota was that sfeikas is like a vada. A vada can beat the chazokas. A sfeikas is like a vada. Why don't you tell me that sfeikas is like a vadai? Then it doesn't make a difference if now a suffix on a suffix. Because it's a vadai on a vadai. What's the problem with that? A suffix on a suffix is just, I've got a vadai. A vadai can beat the chazaka. That's what the chiddush Torah of suffix was. How else can a chazaka be knocked away? A chazaka is a woman's got chazaka. The only way to knock away is if you treat it as a roiv or vadai. But if it's a suffix, you can't. And yet the Torah of Machadish, you can. There it is. You know why it can? Because the Torah gives tremendous strength to Sveikas. It almost treats it like a brother. If so, there's no smar anymore that Sveiksi. Do you follow? Very well. You don't understand it? You have a question on it?
Is that the din that we treat a suffix sota, the same as a sota?
Very good to have one, yeah. Yeah. You don't understand because it wasn't explained well enough. Okay, I want to say one more thing. Yes, I don't have a case. Not has just the case. A woman went into a room.
Sorry.
Even a very simple case. A suffix if a woman went into the room. Finished. A suffix if the woman went into the room. We're not sure if the woman went to secluded herself with someone.
So how can she
that is a sex taker.
Yeah.
Why should she be talking? Why should she be talking? So Moses says she's talking because it's a sex taker, right? Kunja Abonon, she'd be talking. Why? Because the net, let's say we know she went into the room. We know she secluded herself with another man. Why should she be offered to her husband? She's got cheskes tayim. Why should she be offered with her husband?
Wait, so that's the gzeiras hakotzev.
What's the gzeiras hakotzev? You're right, that's the gzeiras. What is it? Explain the gzeiras hakotzev.
That in the case of sota, we give her a din, even though it's a suffix.
You haven't explained it. You just said the din. You just said the din, right? That's the shayla.
Okay, then we override the normal rules of suffix rights of sfeikas in this case.
Right, very good. So let me say it just so that those here also can understand what we're saying. That the Torah is mechadish and gvaldig echidush. That even though this woman has a cheskes tayah and has a cheskes tayah, this woman is going to be offered to her bayla, by her father. She's also a bayla. Why? She says, a suffix. How can it be? The Torah says, when it comes to sota, a suffix we treat as vada. Now, what would be in a case where I know for sure that she did something wrong with this man?
Oh,
a vada.
She just puts it out.
The Torah, there weren't aidim for that. But the Torah says, we treat the suffix of being in a room with another man as if it's a vada. So what we see is, when it comes to tumas sota, the suffix goes in of a vada.
But it's not, really.
Why not?
Because the suffix remains whether or not that she has improper relations with him.
But the Torah says that. There weren't aidim that she did not.
No, but there were aidim that she was in the room.
Right.
Well, what he's saying, there are aidim that she was in the room, and we based on that, we don't do anything other than give her the water to be mavar.
First of all, it says it's even if there's one aid that she was in the room. It doesn't have to be two aid that she was in the room.
Okay.
But even one eight would be enough.
It's not like if she went into the room at all, she had to stuff with her, with him, then it's the subject whether or not she's even status of the filter or not. That she'd have to
test okay. So the Torah says in a case when we have one suffix, whether she did not, we treat her like she definitely did not. You're right, why don't we kill her? Good or but well, she's definitely forbidden to her husband. Right? She's okay. Definitely forbidden to her husband, without any doubt. Why? I tell you a Sofik, and she has a Cheskis Taya. The answer is, no, this, when it comes to Sofik, strangers are irrelevant. As if it'd be like, it's as if it'd be like a brother.
One Sofik.
Right. So now the Shaila is, so what do you do? Is a Chiddush in the Taya only by one Sofik? That's Chiddush Erezer. Oh, and the Chiddush in the Taya is, why don't you tell me that a Sofik is cancelled by Vadaim? So if I add another Sofik to this Sofik, it's not going to make a difference to this. If I add another Sofik to this Sofik, so you've added another Vadai to a Vadai. The Torah says that when it comes to Soita, we don't look at Sveikis as if they're Sofik, but we look at them as Vadai. So what do you have? You have a Vadai or a Vadai.
But that's a huge exception, because the only way it's triggered is this Torah-imposed Vadai that prohibits her husband. That's only if she's isolated in the room. If it's a suffix, whether she's isolated in the room, it's a suffix whether or not it's triggered or not.
So you have again a suffix by this. I hear it. Yeah. Okay, so if you don't want that case, but so what about in a case when, like Mordechai's case, I think my case is also true, but in the case, Mordechai's case, where she was secluded in a room, but you're not sure if she was secluded with one man, or maybe she was secluded with a husband.
Okay. Oh, well, we have another case. We have a case where she's secluded with two men long enough to do znus. We have, she's with two men long enough to do znus with one man. So she was never, but vadai, in the room long enough to do znus necessarily with both. So we say she gets off.
Okay.
We could have talked about that.
Oh, you're moving on to different waters. We're keeping out of that.
I'm just saying you have more than one suffix and she goes free. We only knock off one suffix. We don't knock off all fakers.
Okay. We can unhelp the Saita, but you're on the list.
The case of
Saita
is actually two vital statements. One, she is still a suspected Saita. She may be suspected to happen, which is the first phase. Second phase has to go to drink mine. And that mine, which gives it what happens, is proof or otherwise that it was, she was or she was not guilty. She's still a suspect, even though she actually didn't go up, but still a suspect goes to the river, she did anything, that's what she takes a test.
Yeah, so that's just going to be a test to make a bit of solemn to find if she did or didn't. But the mindset, she's already off to us and straight away. Right, so in economy, of course, Rebbe Lezer is the easiest shitter to understand here. Rebbe Lezer says, Bidiyuk, like Saita, that's where we take. And Sveik Saita or not. But the Rabbanah was saying, as much as when it comes to Saita, a Sofik plays no role, and a Sofik is like a Vadai, so then the whole idea that Sveik Saita, why are we no maker like Sveik Saita? Because why are you more maker by Sveik Saita?
There's more reason to doubt that we have
heard. There's more reason to doubt. So,
you don't have a strong enough basis.
So now, in a case when one of the Sveikas is a Vada, and you now want to make a Sveik Vada, you're not going to win. It's not going to become a Sveik Saita.
No.
If we treat the topic of being in the house as a Vada, if we treat the suffix being in the as a vadai, so now it doesn't make sense to join to that a suffix, because it's not a svek seker. It's a svek vadai. You can't be maker in that case. Svek vadai, you can't be maker. Svek seker, you can be maker. This is a svek vadai. We're treating the suffix as being a vadai.
The suffix of whether or not they had
in
real
life. Right.
Right. So even if you have the other suffix of whether or not she's in the room, so you still have one. Yeah, but
Sveika
against
with the Vada. Sveik Vada doesn't come any lower than, doesn't pull down, doesn't pull down the Vada anymore.
No, but if you just do the math,
if
one
Vada,
if one suffix is enough to bring her in, she needs to drink. So then you here you have the vadai that something happened, and then
that's what she has to do.
So then, and so if it's a suffix, whether or not she was isolated or not by him, then that suffix will still include what we have in the trace, because you still only have one suffix.
Yeah, I think it's a it's not going to make change, it's not going to change the status, because it's a suffix with the vada. It's suffix with the vada, you can't play anything.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Okay, so that's the shita of the Rabban. That's shita of the Rabban. So, what we have here machlekes in how to understand suffix bia toy. The Mishnah, the Gemara that says, or Sri Mishnah, if it also says suffix bia toy, what does he mean by that? Did he mean to say that the holy side of Safek Tumah and Shita Yochid was only said when we know you were there, but not when we don't know you were there? Or did he mean to say that the Chumrah of Safek Seita was only said on one Safek? On 2 seconds, I'm just saying about that. Said over the Tesis. Right? You missed the very beginning part of Tesis. Yeah, so, okay, I'll say it again one more time. No, I won't say it again. I'll say it afterwards if you want. Okay, so that is the end of that. I'm asking to you that it's easier, much easier to understand, Rabbi Lezer, that that's the pshat in the Rabbanon. Rabbanon is saying that when it comes to Seita, the suffix inside, whether she's on Seita, is not considered a suffix at all. And therefore, what in trace seekers isn't going to become any more of a suffix, because the suffix of being inside is as if it's a vada. Okay, so now let's do the beginning of the next shayla. The next shayla. Olu Bodak. We're now going on to the fifth shayla in the Gemara, which Ezra B'Yakov would tell us is on line 23. Is that right? Yes. Olu Bodak. Five words in. I can tell you. Five words in, line 23. Olu Bodak. Out of Bodak. If they went in, the mouse went in, and the guy went in to check after the mouse had been there, and he didn't find the chomet. So what do you do now? This is our machlekes in Meir Rabban. Yossi, Yossi, what's the shayla? What do you mean by what's the shayla?
The mouse went in.
Yeah.
He went after the mouse and he checked out.
Right.
So I know the only question I can think that you know we're talking about a huge loaf of bread and there's no way that he could have finished it off.
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
Or we're talking about a regular piece of bread and it was about a regular piece of bread that he could have munched away at already. Or maybe the chutzah came and joined the meal. So what's the question over here?
What's the question? Is because since you saw what's that look if you see a mouse going in or a chulda going in with bread. What's that, Lacha? You have to do bedika. So why do you have to do bedika? To find the chomet. You did bedika and you didn't find the chomet. So what do we, can we assume that you need to know?
Of course.
Or do we say, no, you obviously missed it. Do another bedika.
No, there's another possibility. There's a possibility that the mouse took it somewhere else, took it out the house.
Can we assume that the food is not in the house anymore, whether it's been eaten, taken out, or do we maybe say you haven't done a good bedika and do another bedika?
Well, what happens with this?
Or maybe, even if you do another bedika, maybe you have to bid off.
What's the shayla?
What's the shayla?
What's the shayla? And that would question whether or not a person did the quality of the Zika. I mean, would that come into play and fight any of the Zika?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the mouse. I mean, whether or not the mouse comes in or doesn't come in with a piece of bread is irrelevant. I mean, what we're talking about is the quality of the Zika.
Yeah. Let's see if Jason is going to maybe kind of discuss this or of Yossi's but that's the shine of everyone. Let's see. We just start with the Gemara. You say, what's the shine? Let's see. There's none. There is a Mishnah like this in Nida. Hoya Rimea Oymer, Rimea says, Kol Dobo Shebecheskes Tuma, if you have something which had a chazaka that it's Tomei, La'oylam Huvitum Osoi, it stays Tomei, Ad Sheyivoda Lecho, until it's known to you, Hatuma Eichon Hi. Where did the Tuma go? The Chachamim, what do you mean? Chachamim say, no. Boidit, you check. Ad Shemagia L'Sela. Until you get to Sela. Sela is a rock from the time of Maisa Bereshit. Oy Lekakem Sula. Or till you get to land, ground, surface that clearly has not been moved. Says there be Meir, if you have a case where I've got a Suffolk, I know there was Tumma there, now I don't know if the Tumma is still there, and I've checked and I can't find it, it's still Tommy. Until you know where that Tumma got to, you have to treat it, then it's still Tommy. And I guess you have to take on that you didn't do the speaker. And the mace is still there. And the Chachamim says that, no, once you've checked and you've come to area that's clearly the mace wasn't there, you can be maker. You can say it's Torah. So Rashi is going to give some examples for this. But saying that, who are then by Chometz would say the same effect. According to your mayor, the Chayah, you did the Zika and you couldn't find the Chometz, so you still have to take on the Chometz, still there. It was never Vaday Meis. Here there's a Vaday Meis. Or Vaday Chometz. You're also saying we learn by Nefer that you can do a Bedika. Right? That's from our case where we take on there's a Nefer there. Not that we know there's a Nefer there. There's something where you know there's a Meis. Sedra Meir is not going to help you.
That's we have a struggle with it.
What is
wrong? We view this place
as a Nephilim. We have to assume it. We have to assume it. Not that we know there's a Nephilim. We have to assume there's a Nephilim. So unless you do a Bdika, you don't find it. So that's taken away my assumption.
Once you did a Bdika, that's sufficient to remove this...
Assumption, yeah.
This...
Assumption.
Static.
It's assumption.
No, it's amazing.
It's assumption, I
thought. Somebody walks in. Someone walks into a house. With this, a Gentile. Yeah. You know, in a room. And it's past 40 days, he gives now the status of something, correct?
Assumption is something, yeah.
But not assumption is something. He walks in and walks out. Is he something?
Or something? Something, which is the Yochid, you're Tommy, yeah.
He's something! So now
it's something. Something, which is the Yochid, you're Tommy. Because something is something, yeah.
But he's something!
Because it's a something.
Now, if you think a person does a check in the facility, I heard that.
So what do you want? To suffer at you. To suffer at you.
He's something.
Suffolk Tumma tells me the Kohen's Tumma, yes. We see that the Kohen walked into places that's got Suffolk Tumma, and the halach is that the Torah treats Suffolk Tumma as if you're Tumma, yes.
And it's number one. So now, all I'm saying is...
Now, if you check up and you can't find the way...
But the question was that you did a good enough checkup and right. Already saw that you didn't do a good enough
checkup. No, it's not. No. Because if you go into a place with a Suffolk Tumma, you are Tumma. But if you've checked out a place that is Suffolk Tumma and you didn't find anything, that place is Tumma. Because there was never a Vaday Meis there. There's a Suffolk Tumma there. And for that, it's sufficient to do a check. I didn't find any Meis. I can assume there's Taka no Meis there. Nobody ever said there was a Nephil there. He said there's a Suffolk Meis. Suffolk Nephil. Suffolk Nephil, yet you'll make it if you check and you didn't find. If I know for sure there's a Meis there, and I didn't find it, see, Jonah will have to find it. And says Ramey, it's going to stay Tommy, I'm not even. Until you know for sure. Yes, yes, you heard
that.
No,
I'm not sure.
You do
understand. Unless we know that there was a, it's sufficient to know that there's a full door in
there. No, it's not. It comes to
Ramey.
There, yes. Yeah, that, because there wasn't something. Because there wasn't something.
I think all the something is what I'm supposed to eat it.
So it says the Gemara, since it was Suffolk, that's right, Suffolk can be made to be Suffolk. That's what the Gemara says. A roi, it's not some Suffolk. A roi, so the detail can be made to be Suffolk. Okay. Sends Rashi. Oh, Rashi. See, oh? Got it? Rashi is the fourth middle size line down. The first word in the line is oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so the Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim also in Chometz or only in...
We're going to see in Rashi and Tosfos about that.
Mm-hmm.
So all that from a simple reading has been a gear also by Chometz. So all the Akbar, or all really, the Dibur Masad is all, what does that mean? Akbar nichas lebayis, the mouse went into the house lefoneinu, in front of us, u'bodak bal habayis acharov, and the bal habayis went and checked after the mouse, v'lo yashkach, and he didn't find it. What's Rashi mean, mechadish? Well, what's the honor bodak? So he asked me what's Rashi coming to add by saying lefaneinu and acho. So I apologize about this because I've got a note at the side telling me to look at Rav Shmuel about this. There's something in this Rashi, I forgot to check it up. I have to tell you tomorrow. I apologize about that. Ola Afra, I didn't use this command for preparing. Ola Afra, Nichas, the Bais of Faneno, Bodek, Bala, Bais, Acharov, Beloy Asher. What does Asher mean exactly? Checked afterwards, we need it tomorrow, we shall elaborate on this Asher. Kol Dovo, Shebecheskes Tumo. If the mayor says anything which has the status of Tumo, the Mesachet Nida. And the Mesachet Nida says like this, Gal Tomei, one pile of stones that had a mace under it. Shemis Ariv and Shnei Galim Tahorim. It got mixed together with two piles of stones that don't have a mace underneath. How did it get mixed up? It got mixed up. Bodku Acharo Ach Echob Mehem. You checked one of them. Benim Tahorim, and you didn't find any dead thing there. The Hu Tahorim, that one's Tahorim. Or Shnaim Tameim. But the other two you have to treat as Tomim. If you check Shnayim on Motzon Tohim, and you found both of those Tohim, Heim Tohim, they are Tohim, Rashishi Tohim, and you can assume that the third one's Tohim. Shloston, if you check all three, on Motzon Tohim, you find all three to be Tohim. Kulam to me. They're all Tohim.
Well.
Nana, I shall be Tohim. Because we know the cause of the problem. We know it's by one of them. Shehoyer, Meir says, Kol Dama. Shebechesk is Tumo. Anything which we had the status of Tumo, we knew there was Tome there. La'aylam, he betum Oso. It stays Tome, Achi, Vodelecha, Tumo, Heichon, he. Until we know exactly where is the Tumo. That's what Meir said. So all three are going to be Tome. You check the ground, and you dig up, Jagia the Stella, till you hit to a rock, which hasn't been moved since man or Maizim Rishis. Oile Kalka Besula, or to Kalka Besula means, Shalizotan and Kermela Olam, that ground has not been touched or disturbed.
Bedrock.
Is it called?
Bedrock.
Bedrock. You come to bedrock, and then, Ve'im loy motza, and if you don't find any dead, any double tummy there, toilin, we say, we can assume, orim, I don't know where it is, but I can assume, bo orim v'nokla, a raven came and took it, or bo achbo v'nokla, or a mouse came and took it, that's what I can assume. Ve'gadav v'gad 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 v'gad. Now here we go. So that's the Gemara by Tumma. The Gemara by Tumma tells us, says the Gemara, that Meir would say, these tiles are all Tumma, and the Gemara would say, you've done a good check. Fine. So now Rashi says, that's all regarding Tumma. The Gabi B'dikas Chomet. The Gabi B'dikas Chomet, a filler of Meir. Even a Meir would agree it can be made to. Amidan Achva Achla, we can assume that Achva Etit, the biggest summit to our bottom, and therefore we can assume if you checked and you didn't find, you can assume that Achba Etet or took it out, but you can assume it was not in this house. So 1 second, half a second. So what do we see in the Gemara? The Gemara said, oh, the Bodak, the Prukta, the Meir Rabbanon. It's a Machlech, the Meir Rabbanon. And we're saying, is it a Machlech, the Meir Rabbanon? No. Again, one of these things he's doing to us is Rashi. The proof of the Meir Rabbanon means that it is a, if you learn that sugya of Meir Rabbanon, you'll see the Rabbanon on Meiko, And therefore a mayor would also be makel here. Look there, the mayor Rabbanah, meaning you can be makel like Rabbanah.
But
like beforehand, Rabbika. Rabbika the same. Remember Rabbika, the fruit of the Rebelez of Rabbanah. What does Rashi say? Rebelez is going to be masking. Rabbanah is going to be masking to Rebelez. Rabbanah is going to be masking to Rebelez. So again, what's the fruit of? Means if you learn the sugya there, oh, Rabbanah, Rebelez, you'll see there is a, such a tzvara, and here Rabbanah is going to be masking as well. So to have a plug, there may have Rabbanah, the same thing. If you learn the sugya of Rabbanah, you'll see there's Rabbanah who say you can rely that bird came or mouse took out the tzvara. And here, everyone's going to be masking as well. So if you like, well, it's very good. Okay.
Why are we comparing it to Tuma that has this Gvalbuka, the Chumrah, that it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid? We're not talking about Tuma here.
Of course again, you see that Rabbanah hold is okay, even by Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So certainly by Chumrah to be able to be made up.
Why didn't you say Bitzelberg?
That's your question. Right. Okay. See, I'm
called Bitzelberg.
Huh?
Called
Bitzelberg. Well, in the case of Bitzelberg, yeah. So here we're talking about someone who's just the yachid, you go to Chumah. So not saying Bitzel, that's the thing. Because it didn't stop it, you go to Chumah. What Bitzel? Bitzel Shah, since you got a stop it, you can go come to the majority. Here the Torah says, right, it's just the yachid, you can't go come to the majority by Chumah. Chumah stop it, you go to Chumah. Not right, because luck is, you made that, that'd be the answer. So if you check the first pile, so that's okay, that's your song. If you check the second pile, so first two are okay, and the third one obviously has it there. Once I check the third and I don't find it there, so that's a galade, it could be in the first two as well. And then all three are going to be song. And I'm bottom saying, no, once you check, you check. Come to a minute. Yeah, once you check, you check. Very good. That's where we're holding. So now, you have to see tasteless. Now this tasteless, all of Bodak, is going to be a big help for us. Gilui, I don't know how you say that in English. How to say the previous Gemara. You'll see one of these kashas, the kasha that Tasis has on Rashi, is how we explain Tasis in the previous Gemara as well. So it's a siyata, it's a raya for how we learn the sugya according to Tasis. Kedai to learn this Tasis from Ola Bodak until the end of Tasis. Not hard. Maybe there are lines that are hard, but the actual Tasis is not hard. Okay, so just have a good day.
Oh, can you hold on for 1 second before you leave? I tried calling yesterday, I had a question.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, so yesterday I came home, my wife had this strange case. It sounded very simple. It was just, you know, a zvuv fell in a pot, and she took it out with a spoon, and not only was Bitzel, it sort of could have fed a, you know, 1,000 of flies in the pot. Then she told me she took it out with a spoon where there wouldn't have been 60 against it. But I mean, I took a look, like in Kuzayin, and in the other day, it's like obvious, it's no problem, you know, whatever, it's Pagam and the whole thing you're disgusted by. But then there's this Ramah afterwards that I couldn't figure out. He's speaking about if you have a fish and it's Tame and then you need 60 against it, and we don't say Hanan with regards to a Kli. But I couldn't figure out, why is he bringing a fish? We're talking about a Zvuv that's Mir, so then you're talking about a fish that you might like. Like, what's the connection? I got like a little wondering if that would apply as well.
Zvuv is definitely most, like Zvuv is Akhba as well. Give me a second, I'll just check this out what you're talking about. 1 second. Who's writing that?
Like the Mechaber was easy.
The end of the Mah is not talking about something lost.
Right, so why is he bringing it there?
Why it comes in here?
The whole thing just seemed like out of left field.
The reason why it's dark, yeah, is because that's not most of them. That's going to be yours. also. Yeah. Yeah,
why? But if it's not most, you got an issue. But if it's most, like a fly, even on a spoon, that body should be fine, no?
If it is most, even with a spoon, it's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I had your message very late last night, so I didn't answer.
That's fine. I'll see you this morning.
Okay, so you give
it. All right, Scott, thank you.
Talk to my superiors. Talk to
be well.